Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right here?
Nope, that's it.
Thank God. All right, let me do my meltdown then.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, William. Well, this is kind of the theme of the, you know, what's going on in the world today, but there's a way to treat people. And sometimes when you talk to people that you don't know, you could say a lot without saying a lot, if that makes sense. So, the Strat Center. Beautiful place. One of my favorite places to ever perform. I mean, just the staff, everybody's great there. It really is a wonderful place. And I've never had a problem with anybody. It's always been quite the opposite. But one guy, William. One guy really got under my skin, and he actually pissed off a couple other people that were standing nearby when he said just a few words that were real dickheady. Mm. So they have a rule there where you have to wear a mask at all times except for when you're performing. Okay? So I'm wearing a mask the whole time. So is Leah. The show starts. And Jack, the organizer, he went up first to say a few things, you know, thank the sponsors, thank everybody for coming out. And then he's bringing me on stage. And then I'm hosting from that point on. I do my 12 minutes of comedy, and then I bring up every comic, and then I come back out on stage, you know, to MC and bring everybody out. I'm the master of ceremonies. So I'm standing off the side of the stage getting ready to go on stage. Jack's up there. I'm thinking he's only going to be talking for a couple of minutes. And I pull my mask off because I'm getting ready to walk out onto the stage. I didn't think anything of it. Whereas this guy is he's sitting in a chair next to all the equipment and stuff. I don't know if he's a stage manager or whatever. But he says, you got to have your mask on until you go on stage. And I wasn't upset at that. I immediately grabbed my mask and I started putting it back on. And I went, oh, okay, my bad. And then he says, and this is what burned my ass all night. After I put my mask on and said, oh, okay, my bad. He says to me, Will, it's only been 2 years. You mother effer, dude. I almost lost my day. Actually, what I said to him was, oh my God, really? I didn't even know. And then I just walked away. And literally 30 seconds later, I was on stage performing. But what an asshole, right? Like, what? Up yours, bitch. You know, like, I know about the pandemic, ass face. Mm. And it hasn't been 2 years, by the way.
Almost.
It's been 18 months.
I mean,
it's
almost.
Been 18 months.
Yeah.
It's been 18 months. Okay? But just to talk to me like I'm a dumb child and you're some parental figure, dickhead. I'm up there performing. All right? Backstage asshole. Like, I was so mad. And Derek Richards was standing next to me. This guy, legendary comic. He works all over the place, you know. He's standing next to me and he goes, I want to cuss this son of a bitch out myself right now. What an ass. And I go, I know, dude. I wasn't even being, like, rude. I actually apologized and put my mask back on. And then he says, it's only been 2 years. Who does that, Will? What kind of an asshole does that to somebody you don't even know?
It's crazy. It reminds me of that when last New Year's Eve when I went out to that dive bar that's near my house. And
right.
I was outside, and the guy got so furious, and he came and, you know, screamed at me and told the bartenders not to serve me, all that stuff. I go, okay, good. Well, I'll just never come back. Maybe he was having a tough day, and, you know, he felt like thrusting around some of that authority that he has. And
the thing is, like, I didn't I didn't argue with him. Now, I could see if I said, I ain't wearing no damn mask. Right. Up yours, buddy. Or even if I would have said something sensible like, I'm going on stage in 1 minute. I didn't even say that. I put the mask on and went, oh, my bad, being completely polite because this guy works there, and I feel like it's a privilege to be on that stage, and I still feel like that. But you don't have to be a dick to me. That guy, if you're listening, Steve, you owe me an apology. Like, it was a dick thing to do to me. Like, to talk down to me, especially when I got to go up and do comedy, and that's how you're going to get me in the right mindset. You know, I'm out there doing a cancer benefit. You prick, you know, and right before I'm to go on stage where I'm not going to wear a mask on stage to do comedy. And you say, it's only been 2 years. Like I'm a moron. Like, what? Dude, I'm still mad about it. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I could not believe it. I was like, whoa, who the hell? And you could tell it's 100% like political. It was just BS, dude. Like, me taking my mask off 30 seconds too early was going to cause a breakout at the Stress Center. Like, I'm taking my mask off several times that night to go on stage and perform. And you butthole. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, I was so nice, and I got treated like crap. And I'm so pissed I didn't go off on this guy.
This mask stuff, too, has become – it's like people have become adult safety patrol people. You know, like when you're a kid and you had that safety patrol, you get a little bit of authority on you. You get that badge as a kid, and a lot of those kids are dorks, and they would abuse that power. It's allowed people to believe, anyway, that they have some sort of authority over you to tell you what to do, and they'll be righteous in doing so. So they will abuse that power sometimes, usually because they're losers. And they have no power at all in their day to day life, but now they feel vindicated because they're told that this is the right things to do.
I mean, how it should have went down. He shouldn't have said a word to me. I'm getting ready to go on stage. He shouldn't have said a thing to me. But if he wanted to say something to me, if he's that much of, you know, a school guard, right? As soon as I put it on and said, "Oh, my bad," he should have just left it at that. But to go, oh, it's only been 2 years. What are you gaining from that? What is that for? Because I was completely polite about it. What are you gaining? Is that for yourself so you can walk around with your chest poked out and say, I told fatty funny guy it's only been 2 years. Like, what the hell? You know what I mean? I can't wrap my head around it.
Sure.
How much of a dickhead move that was. Like, yeah. I would never treat a stranger that way for no reason.
But they're told to. He's doing his job. He's told that, you know, you got to police the mask. That's what you're doing.
No, he's not told to do that tag at the end. He's told to tell me to put the mask on. That's fine. He's not told to go, it's only been 2 years. I'm sure that's not in the manual. I'm sure it wasn't like, hey, if you can, throw a real dickhead afterthought there for fatso.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's somebody who just wanted to give you a little jab because they have no power or authority in their day-to-day life, and they abuse that power when they get it.
That's why I'm pissed. That's why. And I said to Leah, I was going off. She goes, calm down. Don't let it ruin your night. I said, well, I got a meltdown for Monday. And she goes, perfect. Use it on Monday. Like, just hold it in and use it on Monday because you have every right to. You know, because, I mean, there is not I don't know a single person on this planet, unless they're so gaslit by this whole thing in the political, most political way ever, that would agree with what he said to me. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a complete dickhead, man. And I swear to God, if it gets back to him, he owes me a damn apology. He really does. I don't like getting treated like crap. I'm not running around saying, I'm Johnny B from the radio station, therefore I must get extra special attention and be treated better. No, I'm a grown man. It doesn't matter if I work at goddamn Walgreens or if I'm unemployed. You know, you shouldn't talk to people that way when I was being completely polite and trying to adhere to the rules. You know, I'm sorry I had my mask off because I'm going on stage to perform for hundreds of people. Asshole! All right, I feel better.
Good.
Man, I'm really going to miss working at the Stress.
That's okay.
It was fun.
There'll be other places.
Hopefully it'll move it to like Maybe they'll move it to Ruth Eckerd next year or something. Mm.
It's a nice theater.
Or maybe that doo-doo face won't work there. I don't know, man. Right. It's just so mean. I've never been treated that way, dude. I've worked in so many venues, and I've never been treated like that. It's just insane to me. It really is. It's like, he didn't even know that I mean, you would think a comedian probably has a gift of gab and could probably roast you pretty hard, but I don't think he even knows how badly I could have verbally assaulted him in that moment that would have given him, stricken him down with PTSD for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how witty he thinks he is. I would have tore his ass apart, but I didn't want to ruin this benefit, ruin this night. So I just let this guy talk to me like I was a jerk. God, it makes me mad. Mm-hmm. Do you have a meltdown, Will?
I do.
Oh, give it to me, Daddy.
Another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Johnny, I saw this story today, and I'm so tired of using kids as political fodder.
Ugh.
Okay, this is what Al-Qaeda does and terrorists do. They put kids in the front lines. And I saw a picture today of U.S. President Joe Biden. He was trolled on social media after a picture of him was surrounded with kids wearing Trump-supporting attire went viral. The incident took place during Biden's visit to Pennsylvania over the weekend. Biden, along with Jill, visited the sites of the September 11th attacks, including the one in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Now, hold on real quick, Will. Uh-huh. I saw this picture. The Mike Calta Show tweeted it out and said, Photoshop with the question mark. I assumed it was Photoshop. That was real?
No, it appears to be real. And, you know, what is Biden supposed to do about it, even if he did see it, which I'm sure he had no idea. He doesn't pay attention to anything, really. He can't. But they took a picture with him, and, you know, a bunch of people dunked on Joe Biden for this, for being a dumbass and taking the picture. But he's really in a bad spot. I mean, there's not much he could do in that situation.
Right.
He's supposed to tell a bunch of kids, no, I'm not taking a picture of you with that stuff on.
Yeah.
That's a bad look, too. But I just stopped with the... I saw that story a few weeks ago now, where they were, Fox 13 was saying, oh, kids are getting their say on the mask mandates.
I know.
And it's like, well, weird. Their thoughts are written in their parents' handwriting. It's so weird. They don't have thoughts on this stuff. They don't care. They only care by what the parents put into their stupid kids' heads.
Yep.
And then they send them out there as to make a point. That's what terrorists do, quite literally. They use kids as human shields. And I just, I hate seeing it. It's gross. And it should stop.
I'm very proud that I never did that to Zane. So much, in fact, Will, you know, my son has complete different political ideologies than I do. Because I never really talked about, or pushed my beliefs on things, which is basically not believing in things. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I saw that picture today. I really thought it was Photoshop. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was real. They have different angles of it. Yeah, it's stupid. And your boy's just that age. I was like that when I was his age, too, and then I grew up. So,
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.